USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two Texas Republican senators are shining a spotlight on the current surge on the southern border. Republicans John Cornyn and Ted Cruz leading a GOP delegation to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz calling the border surge a heartbreaking tragedy.
The Donna facility is a giant tent city. Built with a capacity of 250, it has nearly 4,000 people in it. We saw cages after cages after cages of little girls, of little boys, lying side by side, touching each other, covered with reflective emergency blankets.
President Biden is ripping Georgia's new voting law, calling it un-American. While speaking to reporters at the White House earlier on Friday, Biden said the measure is designed to deny people the right to vote. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A scary situation in what's supposed to be the friendly skies.
Spirit Airlines Flight 185 from Cleveland to Los Angeles, California was forced to land in Denver due to an unruly passenger. Spirit Airlines says during the commute, a passenger tried to open the exit door mid-flight. The passenger, who was not identified, was subdued by an airline employee and other passengers. He was taken into custody by law enforcement in Denver, Colorado. It should be noted, as Spirit Airlines pointed out, that opening a door in flight is impossible due to air pressure inside the cabin pinning the door against its frame with force stronger than any person could ever overcome. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Some Americans could be getting tax breaks for purchasing items to protect themselves from COVID-19. This includes masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, and other personal protective equipment. The IRS is counting PPE as a medical expense qualifying for a tax break. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is speaking out as far as where he believes the virus that causes COVID-19 came from. Robert Redfield telling CNN.
If I was to guess, this virus started transmitting somewhere in September, October in Wuhan.
September, October.
That's my own view. It's an only opinion. I'm allowed to have opinions now. You know, I am of the point of view that I still think the most likely etiology of this pathogen in Wuhan was from a laboratory, escaped. The other people don't believe that. That's fine. Science will eventually figure it out. It's not unusual for respiratory pathogens that are being worked on in a laboratory to infect a laboratory worker.
Redfield, sitting down with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, continues.
These are two significant things to say, Dr. Redfield.
That's not implying any intentionality. You know, it's my opinion. Right, but I am a virologist. I have spent my life in virology. I do not believe this somehow came from a bat to a human, and at that moment in time, the virus that came to the human became one of the most infectious viruses that we know in humanity for human-to-human transmission. Normally, when a pathogen goes from a zoonotic to human, it takes a while for it to figure out how to become more and more efficient in human-to-human transmission.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.